Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and today our subject is against executive quarantine. What am I talking about? So it might be COVID getting to my head, but I realized that too many of my clients end up quarantining themselves as they move up the chain, as their organization gets bigger and they have more and more people who are not their direct reports as their employees. Picture this. In a startup, in the first stages, whoever is in charge of the engineering team ends up seeing everyone regularly. Every single day, you're going to be talking to essentially every single one of the engineers in your company. You are aware of everything. The chances of things falling between the cracks are slim. You're not likely to be caught unawares because someone is unhappy, because someone has been working on something that has no use, and that kind of stuff. As the company grows, and as you change structure and become more mature, I see many, many executives go into this hermit mode. They assume that they should not be talking to anyone other than their direct reports. They end up only talking to team leads or directors. And that is often from a healthy point of view. You might be afraid of micromanaging or of not providing your managers enough autonomy. And so you step aside and you let them do their thing. And that is the right thing to do. And yet, you should not be abdicating any responsibility for your people. You have to have some sort of a relationship with some of them. You need to maintain a connection so that you are not just that figure that they only see in the all hands. You have to have a role in their lives, in their professional progression, and to have a connection. Now, why is that? If you are only talking to your direct reports, you end up getting a very small perspective of the entire organization. You only hear things as they are seen by your managers from a single level in the organization. Talking to people across the entire team helps you get more perspectives, see how others experience what the company is going through, and allow you to get extra data points. Further, what you get here is also a relationship with those people. You want to make sure that their prime connection is their manager, of course. That's the person they are likely to be talking to the most. And yet, if that manager is the only one that they feel cares about them, then you have a risk here. If the manager ends up leaving, then they might want to leave as well. If they do not enjoy working with that manager and they don't have any connection to anyone else in the company, they might not voice their issues and just decide to leave. And sometimes this connection is maintained by HR, and sometimes it should be maintained by people above the manager. I believe it is better done by both because you can never know who the person will feel more comfortable with to disclose these kinds of stuff. And so you want to ensure that you talk to people regularly. Expecting you to talk to everyone all the time? Of course not. Once your organization reaches a big enough headcount, it is no longer feasible to actually talk to everyone regularly. And I'm not expecting that. But first, start with skip level one-on-ones. And that is where you talk to the direct employees of your direct employees, have a quick one-on-one with them on a schedule that is not as frequent as the one-on-ones that they have with their bosses. And so you will be having these, for example, seeing the same person, let's say every 4 to 6 weeks, rather than seeing them every single week for a one-on-one. And by doing that, you create a regular connection, you establish a relationship, and they will be used to talking to you if there's something. They will even know mentally that their one-on-one with you will be happening eventually. So if there's something that they need to share, they might keep it in the back of their heads and make sure to voice it when you have the meeting eventually, rather than decide to just quit. Or they might even, because you already have established a relationship, come knock on your door and ask to talk for a bit. And that's skip level one-on-ones. Once you grow enough so that skip level does not mean your entire organization, I recommend having some sort of a random one-on-one mechanism so that you still talk to people in your entire organization. For example, make it a point to talk to new hires 6 weeks after they join through finished onboarding and let's see what they have to say. By getting access to people throughout your organization, you can get a bunch more information. You can get a feeling about how things are actually working and not just how it is portrayed in status meetings. And you seem, in fact, more human for everyone involved, especially when you look at the current world, which is very, very Zoom-based. People seem very two-dimensional, and that is an issue, because if I have no real relationship with you, if I always see you on my screen when you're talking as part of a bigger meeting, and I never have direct one-on-one conversations with you, you know, you're just like watching something on Netflix. You're not a person that I genuinely know. And then I will not have a relationship with you to discuss issues, to tell you what's on my mind, to take a risk and tell you that I'm not pleased with my manager, or that I'm thinking of leaving, or that I want to be promoted. So do not quarantine. Make sure that you have as much contact as you can with your people in a socially distanced way. And by that, you'll be establishing a stronger foundation for your entire organization across all levels, because people will have an extra touch point. And by the way, I recommend the same for your managers who are managing managers. So if you have directors, I recommend you telling them the same thing. They should also have skip level one-on-ones due to the same exact reasons we just talked about. So now you've got something to talk about with your staff in the next staff meeting. That's it for this week. I hope you're not quarantining too much. If you haven't yet, I recommend that you subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. As well, if you have any comments and remarks, my email is in the show notes as well. That's it. Thank you for joining me, and talk soon.